In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in several places, there is a mention about the symptoms of Kali Yuga. How in the age of Kali Yuga, the Brahmanas will be Vipratve Sutra Mevahi. They will just wear a 25 paisa sacred thread and claim to be a Brahmana without qualifying. The Kshatriyas, who are politicians, will loot the public. The Vaishyas, the businessmen, will cheat the public by keeping very exorbitant profits. And the Shudras will be disloyal and they will do thievery and they will tell lies. They will live like that. Similarly, Brahmacharis will be very unclean and the Grihasthas will be very poverty stricken. And the Vaishyas will live in villages very comfortably, considering that to be Vanaprastha, not going to the Vana at all. And sannyasis will be greedy for wealth. So, in this way, the Varnashrama, how it will become degraded in this age, is explained. Besides that, the people in general in this age would be quarrelsome and violent and lazy for spiritual life, unclean in their habits, and they will perform no austerity. And the Shastras will be meddled by people who will give mundane interpretation of the Vedic literature to suit their own purpose of sense gratification. So, innumerable symptoms like this and many others are also given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when we read this, what do we understand? Two things we have to extract from it. One is, in the Bhagavatam it is said that there are four stages in which a jiva can be situated. Jagrati, Swapna, Sushupti and Samadhi. So in the stage of Jagrati, you see one plane of reality. And then when you sleep at night, we get some Swapna, which doesn't last for a long time. Imagine somebody sees a big Mahaprasad plate in front of you and you are thinking which item to eat first by the time you come out of the dream. It will be gone. So that is Swapna, very short-lived. And Sushupti is a deeply ignorant stage when we are neither in Jagrati nor in Swapna. So these three stages are said to be in mode of goodness, passion, ignorance. Like Sushupti is in deep ignorance. And Swapna is in passion. And Jagrati is in goodness. Because at least in Jagrati you can see things better than in Swapna. And Sushupti is complete ignorance. So Samadhi is the stage in which the Jiva as well as the Supreme Lord are supposed to be situated. And there one can see the things as they are. Like we go to Vrindavan Dham, we are not able to see the Dham. Why? Because we are probably in the Jagrati or Swapna stage where we only see things which we want to see. Every Jiva imagines who he is and how great he is, and his own imagination within his mind is what he considers as reality. So because of that he cannot see. So one of the things we learn is don't see from Jagrati, Swapna, Sushupti point of view. Always see things from Samadhi point of view, the fourth stage which is given in the Shastras, which is actually the real fact about how things are existing. Like the Bhagavatam's explanation about Kali Yuga Vasi's symptoms are all becoming true nowadays. In front of our eyes we can see all around the world. So the Supreme Lord Krishna stands on a platform of timelessness, beyond time, eternally. And he has imperishable body. He is ever existing with unblinking eyes and watching the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga passing one after another. So we also have to stay at his lotus feet and watch this transformation happening in this world and things passing. And by seeing from Krishna's point of view, we will also accept Krishna's solution to the problems of evils of Kali Yuga. Because in the Bhagavatam, although there is a very elaborate explanation about the negativities of Kali Yuga, it is also mentioned that the great sages, they glorify Kali Yuga also. So, he says in that respect, there is a beautiful verse where he says, కలిం సభాజయంత్యార్య గుణజ్ఞ సారభాగిన యత్ర సంకీర్తనేనైవ తత్ర స్వార్థోభిలభ్యతే. హి సేస్ ద గ్రేట్ సైంట్లీ పర్సన్స్ ఇన్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ విల్ గ్లోరిఫై కలియుగ. హి సేస్ వై గుణజ్ఞ మీన్స్ దే ఆర్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ద గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ, అండ్ సారభాగిన మీన్స్ దే ఆర్ ద ఎసెన్స్ సీకర్స్. They are not Bharavahi, they are Saragrahi. So they take out the essence of Kali Yuga. And what is it? Yatra Sankirtane Naiva, Tatra Swartho Vilabhyate. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can free oneself from the infection of the bad qualities of Kali Yuga. Just like sometimes there is a disease rampant in the town, and people warn you, be careful, take some, you know, injection. What injection they call it? Vaccination injection. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like the vaccination injection. If you take it, you will not become victimized by the disease of the bad qualities of Kali Yuga, it is mentioned. So yatra sankirtane naiva tatra swartho vilabhyate. Not only that, because of our pathetic situation in Kali Yuga, the Lord is very merciful and He doesn't demand too much and complicated procedures to achieve Him. Simply by the chanting of the holy name, the ultimate goal of life can be achieved, He says. So, and this should be kept in mind. And like this, there are many places in Bhagavatam where the Harinam Sankirtan is glorified, the chanting of the holy name is glorified and said to be the only good quality in the age of Kali Yuga. So Srila Prabhupada, understanding the essence of all the Vedic literature in general and Srimad Bhagavatam in specific, knowing this fact, he went to the West and he gave the holy name, and now the holy name is spreading all around the world. Prabhupada said, I have the tonic by drinking which one can go back home, back to Godhead. And what is the tonic? Namasudharasa gavo krishna yasha rakavachana manamora krishna namasudha koriyapan chudao bhakati vinodha pran. Here, everywhere the Naam is somehow compared to some liquid. Like you see, Naam Sudharasa. Sudharasa means, it's a nectar, yeah. Similarly, Krishna Naam Sudha, there also Sudha, it says. Which means it is somewhat like a very tasty amra juice or something, am juice. Mango juice or rabadi juice or something like that. So he says that you drink this nectarian beverage of the holy name, and quench the thirst of the soul, which is longing for happiness, running here and there in a mad rat race, is telling. So, this chanting of the holy name should be done in susamadhina, it is said. Samadhina means in a very attentive manner it should be done. Because tapasa vidyaya susamadhina, he says. Austerity means to withdraw ourselves from all distractions and focus in a pinpointed manner. And whatever is required to do that, one should do that. And with devotion and a prayerful mood. These two will greatly help in attaining susamadhina. In Bhagavatam says that. Susamadhina means one is sitting on a platform of peace where one is not unnecessarily hyperactive, running here and there with the mind. And one is attentively hearing the holy name. And by such attentive hearing of the holy name, gradually we will come to that fourth stage of samadhi. In that stage, we can see things as they are, if you want to see. If you don't want to see things as they are, we will see what we want them to be. Accordingly, we will see and we will always be in illusion, suffering. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is very clear. The chanting of the holy name brings clarity to our vision. The chanting of the holy name awakens love for Krishna. The chanting of the holy name puts a bulletproof or maya-proof covering around us, not letting the bad qualities of Kali Yuga infect us. So the chanting of the holy name is a great protector as well as purifier and devotion awakener. So having such a great noble and spiritual gift awarded to us through this Guru Parampara, we will only benefit from it if we take this gift given to us very seriously and not neglect it or carelessly approach it because of our own coverings over us. So we should not pay attention to the coverings of Rajoguna, Tamoguna over us. Rather, we pay attention to the pure sound vibration coming in the Shastra. All the Acharyas who are seeing with their eyes wide open the truth in the fourth platform of Samadhi, they are telling us, if you have faith and take the truth seriously, then you will benefit from the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.